USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Intelligence Committee has slapped a congressional subpoena on Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal attorney, as part of the House Democrats' rapidly accelerating impeachment inquiry. The subpoena, which was issued in consultation with the House Foreign Affairs and Oversight panels, seeks documents related to the president's efforts to pressure the Ukrainian president to investigate 2020 contender and former Vice President Joe Biden. Meanwhile, President Trump says his administration is trying to get more information about the supposed whistleblower at the heart of the Ukraine controversy.
So we're trying to find out about a whistleblower. When you have a whistleblower that reports things that were incorrect.
The president, speaking with reporters at the White House on Monday, all four inmates who escaped from a southern Ohio jail are back behind bars. Police in Cary, North Carolina, confirmed their capture on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The recently fired White House National Security Advisor makes his first public speaking appearance since leaving office. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story from Washington.
John Bolton gave one of his trademark pessimistic outlooks on the prospects for getting North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons.
He may try to get relief from international sanctions. He may make some concessions. But under current circumstances, he will never give up the nuclear weapons voluntarily.
Bolton, who was fired this month by Trump amid policy disagreements over North Korea and other issues, made no mention of the president in his speech to that forum on Korean security. He also avoided any discussion of President Trump during a brief question and answer session that followed.
New York Republican Congressman Chris Collins has resigned his seat effective today. Collins is expected to plead guilty to insider trading in a court appearance on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As the impeachment inquiry of President Trump continues, Vice President Mike Pence is said to be as calm and poised as he can be. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Tom Lombiasco. He's author of a new book titled Piety and Power, Mike Pence and the Taking of the White House, and he says he believes that Mike Pence is more focused on 2024 than everything that's going on right now with President Trump.
Yeah, Pence is, based on my reporting, where Pence is where he's been through the entire Trump White House, which is kind of in a survival mode. And remember that they're looking forward to 2024. There's nothing official, but by most accounts, most people expect Pence to run for the White House in his own right in 2024. Now, the Ukraine thing is clearly probably more dangerous to him than Russia. He was able to avoid any bullets in the Russia investigation, but here we have, and Trump pointed out himself that Pence was involved in conversations with Zelensky. So there's clearly some concern there, but remember, Mike Pence is supremely cautious, and he's very good at this. He didn't get there by being sloppy.
And finally, week four of the NFL season wraps up on Monday Night Football with the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Kickoff is set for 8:15, and you can find that game on ESPN. For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.